From the First Presidency. Wake-up calls by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Our Heavenly Father hears the prayers of His children across the earth. He has invited us to participate in His work, to lift up those in need. There is a hymn about the Lord's invitation to do this work that I have sung since I was a little boy. Have I done any good in the world today? Have I helped anyone in need? Have I cheered up the sad and made someone feel glad? If not, I have failed indeed. Has anyone's burden been lighter today because I was willing to share? Have the sick and the weary been helped on their way? When they needed my help, was I there? Then wake up and do something more than dream of your mansion above. Doing good is a pleasure, a joy beyond measure, a blessing of duty and love. Hymns number 223. The Lord regularly sends wake-up calls to all of us. Sometimes it may be a sudden feeling of sympathy for someone in need. You may have felt sympathy for someone who seemed sad or afraid at school. One Sunday, a small child handed the bishop his family's donation envelope as he entered the chapel before the sacrament meeting. The family had just learned of someone in the ward in need. The boy's father had said something like this to the child as he placed a generous fast offering in the envelope. "We fasted today and prayed for those in need. Please give this envelope to the bishop for us. I know that he will give it to help those with greater needs than ours." I could tell from the boy's smile and the way he held the envelope so tightly that he felt the great trust of his father to carry the family offering for the poor. The Savior noticed. Jesus Christ noticed people in need, and He reached out to help them. Read the story of a man Jesus noticed and helped. This story is in John chapter 5, verses 2 through 17. You can find other stories of Jesus noticing and helping people in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 through 4, and Luke chapter 9, verses 12 through 17. The following are some examples from these stories in the Scriptures. In Jerusalem, there was a pool called Bethesda. Sick people came there because they thought there were certain times when the waters of the pool would heal them if they could get into the pool first. A man was lying by the pool who had been sick for 38 years. He couldn't walk very fast, and other people kept crowding him out, so he couldn't be the first one to get into the pool. Jesus noticed him. He said, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." The man did just as Jesus commanded him. He was completely healed. The following are examples of people who you could help. A classmate who feels left out. A brother or sister who needs help. A parent who is tired. A primary teacher who needs help. A missionary who needs a letter. A grandparent who needs a letter or a telephone call. A friend who is sick. Or think of one example of your own. End of the article from the First Presidency, Wake Up Calls, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.